Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is John Lyons, right now on WEEI.
With the third pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots select Drake May, quarterback, North Carolina.
With the 37th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, my New England Patriots select Jalen Polk, receiver, Washington.
Wow.
Welcome here on WEEI. I'm your host, John Lyons. Solo project for me tonight. No KJ Carson with me tonight. We got a special edition of the John Lyons Show. I've been doing some Bruins postgame and some Bruins and Celtics postgame on Wednesday night earlier this week. But tonight, it's all NFL draft. The Patriots have selected three players so far. Last night, they took North Carolina quarterback Drake May at third overall. Obviously, he's projected to be the franchise quarterback of the future for the Patriots. Tonight, they did a few things so far. The third round isn't quite over yet. The Texans are on the clock at pick 78. Patriots had pick number 34 in the second round. They traded 34 and 137 to the Chargers for 37 and 110. That pick 110 will be a fourth round pick tomorrow. And with pick 37, they selected Jalen Polk, wide receiver out of Washington, who, if you watched the college football playoff, you saw him make big play after big play. And then at pick 68, they added an offensive tackle, Caden Wallace, who primarily played right tackle for Penn State. He was there for 5 years. I find that pick really interesting. I'm going to get to that in just a little bit. We're going to go through all three of these picks. We're going to talk about the trade that the Patriots had. We're going to be joined by John Serenides of the New England Football Journal at 11:20. I know there's a lot to get to with the Patriots draft. We're also going to take a look ahead later on to what I think they should do tomorrow in day three, because to me, day three is going to get really interesting for the Patriots. They came into this draft with three major needs: quarterback, receiver, and offensive tackle. And with their first three picks, they've gone quarterback, receiver, and offensive tackle. So for me, tomorrow, things are going to get really interesting. Do they want to continue to bolster their receiver core? Do they want to continue to bolster offensive tackle? Or do they start taking shots at other positions of need, or maybe just start going for best available players, even if the position isn't as big a need, because they have addressed these three needs so far in this draft? And not that those were their only three needs, but they were the three biggest ones. So I think tomorrow, and of course, I'm a football draft sicko, so I'm going to love day three of the draft anyway, but I think tomorrow is really interesting for the Patriots. And it's one of those, especially now that they're going to have that pick 110, so they're going to have a couple picks in the fourth round. They're going to get two players in this draft, but you know, in that fourth round, which means we'll give them a total of five players, I think, in the top 125 players in this draft. So you hope that would bring in quite a bit of talent. I'm here, though, with our producer, Nico. Nico, how are you doing tonight?
Doing good.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Nico, producer extraordinaire, he was on the Red Sox game earlier tonight. He was producing that 7-1 Red Sox loss to the Cubs. Shout out to Shota Umenaga. He was phenomenal tonight.
Excellent game.
Nico, I know you were producing the Red Sox tonight, but do you have any initial thoughts on what the Patriots did tonight in the draft?
You know, I kind of wish they would have stayed at 34 to pick. But if, you know, they like Polk, then that's their guy and they got their guy. I think that's a good thing. I do feel like they didn't get the best wide receiver on day two here.
Yeah, and I wonder if Keon Coleman was the guy they were really looking at. He goes 33 to Buffalo, of course. We're going to get into that in a little bit as well. Nico, I didn't talk to you yesterday. Are you a Drake May guy?
I'm not a massive Drake May guy. I do think Drake May has a chance to be successful, but I do think he has to sit. I know I think we talked about this when you and KJ were in studio about I actually want whoever the quarterback was, I want them to sit.
Yep.
Drake May especially, I think, needs a longer period of time to sit. I think Drake May may need a full season to sit. The question is, will the Patriots give him that time? He needs at least half a season, I think. He's got a lot of stuff to clean up about his game. He's a good prospect, but he's not ready to play right now. He's not a plug-and-play guy. The question is, will the Patriots allow him to have that time? Or if they lose a couple games with Jacoby, will they feel the pressure to the fans? Because they can't afford to screw up this kid, because then you're back here in 3-4 years again. And then all of a sudden, it's a cycle of picking bad quarterbacks. And it's very tough to get out of. I mean, look at the Bears. This is what? Their third quarterback they picked in their last, like, 7 years in the first round?
Something
in,
like
top
that.
10?
Yeah, they've just been
like,
cycling
ridiculous.
Through. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're in danger of having that happen to you if you don't get Drake May right.
Yeah, I mean, Drake May is going to be their fourth starting quarterback since Tom Brady left, right? Cam Newton, Mac Jones, Bailey Zappe, now Drake May at some point.
Yep.
And, of course, if you throw Jacoby Brissett in there, that's five starting quarterbacks total since Tom Brady left. So they really have to get it right. I also have a plan for Drake May to be successful. I'm going to talk about that in our next segment. I have some of you here on the phone line, including Shane on the Cape, some of you on the text line. I do want to hear from you guys out there. Round two is over. Round three is getting towards its end. I want to hear what you think of what the Patriots have done. If you have questions or thoughts on what any other teams have done, I'd be happy to talk about that as well. And we're going to get to that and more in our next segment. But right now, it's time to trend.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're back to John Lyons on WEEI.
Back here on WEEI, I'm John Lyons. We've got Nico producing. Special edition of the John Lyons Show. It's not Bruins or Celtics postgame. It's not a weekend. It is day two of the NFL draft. That's why I'm here. Draft sicko. Patriots, as I mentioned, made three selections so far. Drake May yesterday in the first round at third overall. Tonight, traded back from 34 to 37, took Jalen Polk, wide receiver out of Washington, Caden Wallace, offensive tackle out of Penn State. We're going to spend a lot of time breaking those three guys down, how they fit with the Patriots, about what, you know, we're thinking, how they fit, really, and all that. But right now, I do have a call on the line here. Shane on the Cape wants to talk about the Patriots draft. Shane, welcome in. How you doing?
What's up? What's up, Chief? You know, it's another great night. You know, I think the Patriots going offense, you know, is good stuff. You know, going wide receiver, Polk. You know, I think it's a good pick. You know, I do wish they could have got a little more. You know, they really in the trade, they move back three slots. In the third round, they move up 20-something picks. I wish they got an additional pick in the later rounds, but, you know, it is what it is. With the offensive tackle, I'm not sure because, you know, he's played right tackle a lot. You know, do they need a left tackle? I think they probably do. But, you know, what I really would have liked, you know, offensive line-wise was for them to trade back into the first round and get one of those top 8-9 guys because, you know, I'm not Mel Kiper or Todd McShay or anything, but, you know, those experts say, you know, the drop-off after the 8th or 9th tackle, you know, is pretty definitive, you know, and at the end of the day, you got to protect the quarterback, the franchise, you know, and the offensive line for the Patriots has been poor at best, you know, and until they really build an infrastructure up front and in the trenches, you know, this franchise, you know, is gonna struggle. But once again, you know, late night with
Shane. Before you go, do you have an opinion on Drake May?
Drake May, I'm not sold on Drake May. I'm not a Drake May hater. I'm not a Drake May fan. I'm kind of, you know, indecisive. You know, I would have preferred to trade back and get Michael Penix. Michael Penix is a flamethrower. He's a lefty. He's athletic. You know, has he been injured? Absolutely. But, you know, I see more potential in Michael Penix, but I understand the allure of Drake May, you know, potentially being, you know, the next Josh Allen. But, you know, I think, you know, Bert Breer, did you guys hear Bert Breer today? He said the Vikings offered 3 ones to trade up there and they didn't want to do it. If that report is true, you know, you got to start to question it over there. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, Elliot Wolf, you know, his dad's a great executive. Maybe he can be a great executive. I'm not sure. You know, did he even make the pick? You know, I believe Jonathan Kraft and Bob Kraft made the pick. But, you know, once again, there's a lot to, you know, kind of, with all the reports, you don't know what's true and what's false. But at the end of the day, you know, good show once again. And we'll talk to you soon. Go, you know, Celts, Bees, need a couple wins tomorrow night.
All right, Shane on the Cape. Thank you for the call. I gave Shane on the
Great
Cape
call.
Little extra runway there, Nico, because I thought he made some good points, especially, you know, there was a lot of people that wanted to trade back, you know, whether it was.
I was one of them.
Yeah, whether it was to trade back for McCarthy, for Penix. His point about Caden Wallace, I think it's a fair one about the right tackle versus the left tackle. And Caden Wallace is actually talking to the media right now, and he's saying that he believes he can play left tackle and he can make the switch, and he did some work at left tackle at the Shrine Bowl. So at least he's got, I guess, some experience there. But, I mean, he played 2,290 snaps at Penn State, all of them at right tackle, 40 starts, all of them at right tackle. So it's not like, I mean, if he's making the switch, I wouldn't be surprised if Okorafor starts the year as your left tackle, and as the year goes, Wallace kind of works his way in. So we're going to dive into Polk and Wallace later this segment, definitely next segment. But I do want to spend some time here talking about Drake May, because no matter what else happens in this draft, Drake May is the most important part of this draft. Like, if Drake May is great and every other pick you make sucks, you still had a decent draft because you have a good quarterback, right? And, of course, if the other picks are good, then you had a great draft. But the key to all this is Drake May. And I don't know if you got the chance, Nico, last night. Did you watch any of the Bill Belichick on the Pat McAfee show?
Yes, I did. I actually thought Belichick did a terrific job.
Yeah, I thought he was tremendous. I thought he was the second best, you know, analyst behind myself. You know, of course, no, I'm just kidding, folks out there, right? No, but I thought Belichick was tremendous on the McAfee show. And I thought what he did with all the prospects, but especially the quarterbacks, how you know, he looked at, okay, yeah, these are the positive things. This is what's great, but here's what they need to work on if they're going to be a good pro. Because I feel like a lot of times when you watch draft coverage, it's just, oh, this guy was awesome in college. Oh, he's going to be a great fit. He does this well. And not that it's always that way, but I feel like it's much more gushing about the players. And hey, look, there's a lot of positives. These guys, it's a great moment for them and their families. But it was interesting for me to hear from Belichick about some things these guys can work on. And he had some of those thoughts about Drake May, some things he liked, but some things Drake May needs to work on. Here that is.
Well, again, a very talented kid, good size, runs well, has a good arm. Just he hasn't played very much. He really doesn't have a lot of experience, and he makes some big plays like this. This is an amazing play where he kind of throws going backwards, puts the ball right on the money.
Whoa.
And those are the highlight plays that you really like from May. You know, this is one where he just doesn't really finish the play. You know, he's got, you know, double coverage here on the slot receiver. He's got guys open inside and outside of the and just throws it into double coverage. So, again, he's going to need some work in reading defenses, reading coverages. This is a really good throw here he makes. This is, you know, the in cut here. He really drives the ball.
Rocket arm.
That's a nice play. This is a kid that can make all the throws. He just needs to be more consistent. We got to hit him. And again, kind of, I'd say, too quick to scramble and get out of the pocket. Of all the quarterbacks, he was the lowest rated in the pocket thrower.
Whoa.
But you can see right here, he can definitely do it. That's a good throw against cover two on that corner route behind the corner.
So, freak athlete.
That is Bill Belichick breaking down Drake May. And building on that, Nico, you mentioned that you wanted Drake May to sit for most of, if not the entire season. And I agree. Like, there's two dates I look at for Drake May this season. If you're a Patriots fan like myself, there's two dates you should be looking at for when Drake May could potentially play. The first one's Halloween, about 8 games in. Now, look, if he comes into training camp and he's much better than Jacoby Brissett and he's the guy, fine, start him week one. Okay, whatever. But if it's close or Brissett's a little better, sometimes if it's close or it's tied, or a lot of times, you start the younger guy. This is a particular case, though, because of May's development needs, I would start the veteran here for the first 8 games. So Halloween's the first one. And if May's ready by Halloween, start him around Halloween. If he's not, next date I look at is Christmas. Then you're about 15 or so games in. And at that point, if May's ready to go, I would still start him the last game or two of the year. You know, you're 15, 16 games in. I would start just so he can get some starting experience. Okay, now look, if somehow the Patriots are in the playoff hunt and fighting for a playoff spot with Jacoby Brissett, then fine. Don't start Drake May in his first NFL start or two later in the season. But if they're not, then I definitely want Drake May to get a start or two before the end of the year, just to go through the process, prepare to be a starter. I would like to see that. But that's the two dates I'm looking at. Halloween and then Christmas. And I think he might be ready by Halloween, but I also don't want to rush this guy. I mean, we're talking about a guy in Drake May who, very young prospect, he's only 21 years old. He only turned 21, I think, like 4 months ago. So he's only 21 years old. He's got a lot of room to... And the things about May that I think you need to fix, some of the footwork, coming off reads too early, I think are fixable things, especially with time behind Jacoby Brissett. And again, the caveat here, he's much better than Brissett in August, fine, start him week one. And I think part of the reason that May came off these reads early, and I thought Belichick did a good job highlighting it, I mean, we are talking about a guy in 2022, Drake May threw for 4,300 yards, 38 touchdowns, his PFF grade was 91.5, he was awesome, but he did get sacked 40 times. I mean, you get sacked 40 times in a college football season, that's a lot. You're getting hit a lot. And then in 2023, he only got sacked 29 times, but he also threw 90 fewer passes than in 2022. So, yeah, he got sacked 11 fewer times, but that was on 90 fewer pass attempts. So he had a really shaky offensive line the past 2 years. I think it might have even been worse this year, despite the sack numbers being low. Like I said, he had, you know, 90 fewer attempts there. So when it comes to May, I think with a better offensive line in front of him than UNC, and that's another question we're going to talk about the Caden Wallace pick later, is how good the Patriots offensive line can be. Because at times last year it was decent, but also at times last year it was awful. So how good can that Patriots offensive line be? I would love the first half of the year, grow that comfort, work on the footwork a little bit, and then those reads, part of that's going to be the Patriots offense itself. But part of that, I think, is just going to be him and that comfort level I mentioned before. But when it comes to May, and also, too, another thing about May, for the 2023 season, he had a new offensive coordinator and a new QB coach. So he went from a QB coach and an OC that, yes, he was sacked 40 times, but he did throw for 4,300 yards and 38 touchdowns. New system in your final year, you know, not as good talent around you. So, I mean, the PFF grade was still great. You watch the film, there's still a lot to love. And if you really want to be impressed by Drake May and think, what can he bring to the Patriots, watch the Pitt game. And look, Pitt didn't have a good year this year. I think at the time they played UNC, they were 1-2. He took a couple big shots in that game. There was one with 10:52 left in the second quarter. He got hit in the head. He had to come out of the game for a play or two, went back in, took a couple other big shots, and he got back up every time, and he played really well in this game. But I zero in on the last 3 minutes against Pitt, right? So North Carolina gets the ball. On first and 10, May takes the sack. So it's second and 16 on their own two-yard line with 2:55 left. Then there's a couple penalties in there, so it ends up being there's a penalty that takes it to second and 12. He has a really nice throw to the running back in space where he leads the running back just enough where the running back can catch it, make someone miss, gain positive yardage. There's another penalty mixed in there. And so North Carolina, they're moving down the field, and the key play of the drive, a 29-yard completion over the middle to Nate McCollum with 2:25 left where he stands in the pocket. Again, we're getting towards the end of the first half, 2.5 minutes left. He's already been hit big a few times at this point in the game. They're trying to score a touchdown before halftime, 29-yard completion. He stands in the pocket, delivers a strike in not blanket coverage, but pretty good coverage. There wasn't a huge window there, and I thought he delivered a strike. And to me, you know, that was a play. I'm not saying it never happened for the Patriots last year. I mean, Zappe on Thursday night against Pittsburgh had a few good throws, especially that touchdown to Hunter Henry. I think even Mac, you know, he had a couple good throws against the Eagles, one good one, or a few against Washington. Two of them were dropped. But that's something that consistently we did not get this past year from Patriots quarterbacks, and really we didn't get consistently the year before either. So if Drake May can do stuff like that on a consistent basis, that's already a big upgrade. Right, and he can throw the ball deep. He can throw the ball outside the numbers, which is where I think Jalen Polk comes in as an asset here. But what I really like about Drake May is he's really good in the short to intermediate areas. That's it. Like, again, he can throw deep. He can throw outside the numbers, but he's good in the short to intermediate areas. Which, if you look at the offense the Patriots are trying to build, first year, you know, play call on Alex Van Pelt. He's been a head coach for, you know, he's been a coach in the NFL for a long time, coached offense for a long time, but he was with Stefanski, who was calling the plays. His first year being the full play caller for a team, seems like they're going to do that West Coast offense, a lot of play action. I think the Browns last year were top five, maybe even top three in the NFL in 11 personnel usage, so they use the tight end a ton. In this offense, you have Ramondre Stevenson. You're probably going to run the ball a lot. You just re-signed Mike Onwenu to big money. City So played really well towards the end of last year. David Andrews is obviously a good player, but you have uncertainty at left tackle. You have uncertainty at left guard. So he's not going to stand in the pocket and just fire the ball down the field all the time. They're going to use play action. They're going to look in the short to intermediate areas. Of course, they're going to run the ball. So I think that matches up pretty well with what they want to do. And like I said, I think he throws pretty well along the sideline too, which is really nice for Jalen Polk. I think that's really, to me, a nice fit there. And if I'm the Patriots with Drake May, I mean, you have a rookie head coach, first-year play caller, and a rookie GM as well in Elliott Wolf. And I know he doesn't have the full title yet, but he's going to get the title later on this offseason. They have a little bit of leeway here to sit Drake May. Right, if this was a second or third year coach with a top three pick that was coming off, you know, a bad season or multiple bad seasons, then maybe he'd be on the hot seat. But Gerard Mayo is going to be here for at least a few years. He's got some runway that if they feel like they need to sit Drake May, they can do it. They don't need to rush him. And again, they just re-signed Mike Onwenu. They re-signed Hunter Henry. They have DeMario Douglas, Polk, and Wallace. They have some guys there, City So I'd put in there, that can grow with Drake May in the coming years. And I think Jacoby Brissett is a nice piece to mentor him. So what Drake May and Jacoby Brissett do is they instantly upgrade your quarterback room. Okay. And I look, Drake May has not taken a snap in the NFL yet, but the Patriots had the worst quarterback play in the NFL last season. It cost him game after game after game. And I know the receivers were bad. I know the offensive line was inconsistent. But they had the worst quarterback play in the NFL. It cost him multiple games. Now, even if Jacoby Brissett and Drake May are average, even if they're a little bit below average, like if they combine together, however you know many games May plays, if they combine together to be like the 19th or 20th or 21st best quarterback in the league, that's still a lot better than what we had last year in New England. So it's already an upgrade. Now, I'm not sitting here telling you they're going to, you know, win 10 games. They're not. But it is already an upgrade over what they had last year. And that's one of the things, that, you know, if you're a Patriots fan, to be excited about, they already have an upgrade at the quarterback position. They already have an upgrade at the receiver position. And depending on what they do with Caden Wallace, they have an upgrade at tackle as well. And I feel like, too, the pick itself, like Shane mentioned this in his call, did they want to trade down? Look, if the Vikings offered them three first-round picks and they said no, I'm fine with that if they think Drake May is the guy that's going to be their franchise quarterback. I mean, those guys, you know, the most valuable thing you can have in the NFL is a great quarterback. The second most valuable thing is a first-round pick, especially with that fifth-year option. So if you use that first-round pick with the fifth-year option to get a great quarterback who you think there's a gap between him and Penix, him and McCarthy, him and Bo Nix, which I think there was. I think McCarthy is going to be a solid pro. I think Penix could be good, although I don't know what the hell Atlanta's doing down there. I think Bo Nix can be decent, but if you watch Sean Payton on that McAfee show last night, I mean, you would have thought he just redrafted Drew Brees or something. I mean, the way he was so excited about Bo Nix. And hey, Sean Payton knows quarterbacks really well, so he might be onto something when it comes to Bo Nix. He had some really interesting things to say about him. But point being, I think there's a gap between May and those guys. And I'm not telling you it's a massive gap. It's a gulf. But I do think there is a gap between May and those three guys. And if there's a gap there and the guy you're getting is 6'4", 230, throws for 4,300 yards 2 years ago, 3,600 yards and 90 fewer attempts this year, and you know, with not great talent around him, and can fit into your offense and immediately is an upgrade, but potentially over the years could be a franchise quarterback, then yeah, I would stay at three and not take the three first-round picks. Now, if they had been offered four first-round picks, or if the Vikings said, yeah, we'll give you three first-round picks and Justin Jefferson, okay, maybe I would have done that. But I understand why they didn't want to do it, because if they think May's good enough, it's worth staying there. I mean, look at the great quarterbacks in the league. If somebody offered the Bengals four first-round picks for number one a few years back for Joe Burrow, Cincinnati's better off having Joe Burrow. He changed the entire franchise. Went to the Super Bowl in, what, year two? Like, and he even said the window's as big as his career. If somebody offered four first-round picks for Lamar Jackson last year, I don't know if the Ravens would have done that. And look, Lamar Jackson and Joe, like, these guys haven't even won Super Bowls, but they're still elite. So that's the thing. It's such a valuable commodity to have. Now, can May grow into that? I don't know if he's going to grow into being a top five quarterback in the league, but I think he can be a really good player. But he does need to, we need some patience here if we're the Patriots staff. Don't rush this guy in. Let him develop. Let him drop some of those bad habits, which, again, I think were brought on a lot by a shaky offense and around him last year. But let him develop. Again, Halloween and then Christmas. Those are the two dates you should be looking at, Patriots fans. Is he ready by, if he's ready in August, awesome. But is he ready by Halloween? Is he ready by Christmas? And if he is, great. And if not, it's okay to wait. It really is. Because if you wait a year to develop and all of a sudden he's good, maybe you have a Jordan Love situation where you have a franchise QB winning playoff games, you know, in Dallas for Green Bay. So if that's your situation, but you got to wait a year, it's worth it. Nico, that's Drake May for you. But the Patriots have made two other picks since they picked Drake May, and I can't wait to break those guys down and their fit right after this.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Let's break.
We're back to John Lyons on WEEI.
Nixon in the backfield. Penix throws toward the corner of the end zone. That one is caught! Touchdown, Jalen Polk! wrestled it away, and they say, yeah, that's a touchdown.
Back here on WEEI, I'm John Lyons. Got Nico producing. Last night was the Rich Keefe draft party. Tonight's the John Lyons late night draft party because day two is still going on. We are on pick 89. The Buccaneers just made a selection. Actually, now we're on pick 90, the Arizona Cardinals. So chance if the Patriots want to trade up back into the third round. I don't know if they actually will, but got a maybe 15, 20 minutes or so left in this round, depending on how quickly these picks go, maybe 30 minutes. We'll see if the Patriots do decide to trade up. If they do, we'll be on air and we'll talk about it. But for now, I do want to talk about the two picks they made tonight. We've talked a lot about Drake May tonight. If you missed any of it, you can listen on the Odyssey app. Just look up WEEI. You can find the show there and hear all we had to say about Drake May. We are going to talk more about Drake May later on tonight. We also have John Serenides of the New England Football Journal joining us at 11:20 to talk about all things Patriots draft. If you want to get in on the action, 617-779-7937. Also, you can shoot us on the text line like that mean guy earlier. I've had one mean text so far tonight, Nico. That's it, though. No big deal. You know what I mean, right?
Just got to power through.
Yeah, only one. So, yeah, but feel free. Call, text. I'd love to hear from you guys what you think of the Patriots draft so far tonight. And I want to start with Jalen Polk. We just played the highlights, and this started with the Patriots sitting at 34 overall, and Keon Coleman goes to the Bills at 33. And I think, to me, that's the reason the Patriots traded back. I think they wanted Keon Coleman at 34. The Bills snag him at 33. So they figure, all right, we can trade back a few spots and still get Jalen Polk. Because Jalen Polk, I think, is a guy that a lot of teams and maybe media people looked at as kind of that mid-second round, maybe later second round, early third round guy. But the Patriots, not having another pick till early in the third round, wanted to probably make sure they got him, but they're able to move back a little bit. I was hoping they would add some draft capital here, like trade 34 and get two picks back. But what they decided to do instead, which might end up helping them tomorrow anyway, they trade 34 and 137 to the Chargers. They get 37 and 110. So they move back three in the second round tonight, but tomorrow they move up 27 spots. So they obviously they view that as the equivalent of adding some sort of, you know, extra sixth round pick, which I get, because that guy they're going to get in the fourth round, 27 spots higher, probably going to be a better football player, hopefully, than the guy they would get with that extra seventh rounder or whatever it would be, you know, or late sixth from the Chargers, or you know, wherever the Chargers were going to be picking there. So when it comes to Jalen Polk himself, he's 6'1", 203. This past year, he had 69 catches, nice number there, 1,159 yards, 9 touchdowns, 16.8 yards per catch. I think that's a big deal. If you're into PFF grades, he had a 75.0 PFF grade. 59% of his snaps were out wide, but 41 were in the slot. So this is a guy that he can play the Z. I think he can play the X. I think he's going to start out playing the X quite a bit, especially with Devontae Parker not being here anymore. I think he's going to start out playing the X, but he can play the Z. You can toss him in the slot a little bit. You know, that maybe Jacoby Myers, Kendrick Bourne role, I think he's more talented than those guys. But that kind of player that you can put him at different spots, of course, those guys you can't really put at X. 2 years ago, just for reference, he had 41 catches, 694 yards, 6 touchdowns. And what stood, there's a couple things about Polk that stand out to me that I think are important, okay? Number one, I mentioned the 59% snaps out wide and 41% in the slot, which means he caught a lot of passes in traffic. Out of the 1,100-plus yards that he had receiving, 356 of them were yards after the catch. So this dude can get you yards after the catch. And that's something the Patriots struggled with last year. I mean, they struggled to just complete passes. But then when they did, not a very good yards after catch team. I mean, how many times? Seriously, if you're a Patriots fan, if you watched all their games, do you really remember that many, if any, instances of a guy breaking a tackle, who, you know, catching a pass, breaking a tackle, and taking it a long way, or a guy catching a ball in space, taking it a long way? I mean, off the top of my head, and I know it's top of my head, I can't really think of any significant instances of that this year for the Patriots. So again, 1,100 plus yards receiving, 356 of them yards after catch. Another thing that stands out, right, how he is on contested catches. He had 13 contested catches last year, which per PFF was 15th most in the FBS. But the key here is the two guys who tied for the Patriots' lead in contested catches, in Devontae Parker and Hunter Henry, they only had 10. So this guy, you know, fewer games, had more contested catches. And I know Parker and I think Henry missed a little time this year, but in a college season, he had more contested catches than anyone on the Patriots. And I think that's a big deal. Again, it's something they thought Devontae Parker was going to be that guy when they traded for him. Right? He had 72 catches or whatever it was in 2019. 6'3", 219 comes in here, and he just never really became that guy. He did a little bit, but he never really became that guy. And again, the leaders on the Patriots last year were tied for 10 contested catches. Jalen Polk had 13. He's strong with the ball in his hands. He only had one fumble in the last 2 years combined. And the reason I brought up earlier the snaps in the slot and wide, because when you put all this together, right, he's really good at contested catches. He's good with yak yards. He lined up in the slot, but also out wide, majority of the time out wide. Why I think all that matters is, to me, I think long-term, Jalen Polk on a good Patriots or a great Patriots offense, which they're not now, but their goal is to get to, I think he's your wide receiver too. And the reason I say wide receiver too is he's not as good as a Dunze or Marvin Harrison Jr. or Malik Nabers, some of those guys that went in the top 10, top 15 players. You know, he's not Brian Thomas, I don't think, talent-wise. I think he's a really good player. And I think for the Patriots right now, getting their wide receiver too for the long term, now, whoever they choose to get as their wide receiver one, which maybe it'll be later this offseason, I think more likely next offseason, they can be picky. They can pick an X or a Z if they want. Because if somehow a guy who plays X becomes available next offseason that they view as a franchise-level receiver, wide receiver one, well, then they can, you know, move Polk to Z long-term. If there's a guy who they think is a Z long-term that's going to be the center of their receiver group and the best receiver, they can keep Polk at X, right? So I think that flexibility there and the fact that he is good after the catch and he is good with contested catch. Now, he's got to improve his route running. He's not a great route runner. He's not a bad route runner, but he's not great. And that's something that, especially if he were to play the Z long-term, I think he would need to improve on the outside. Whereas in the X, the route tree, I don't think, is going to be quite as diverse as the Z or it would be in the slot. So, again, he still's got to improve it, especially if he's going to play Z. But I like the fit with Polk. And if you get your long-term wide receiver, too, at the second round, that's not bad. And, again, I think, you know, they wanted Keon Coleman, and he just went before they were able to get him. I do need to talk, Nico, about Caden Wallace, but you have that look in your eye like I need to go to break. And I know I need to go to break, but just... I'm going to come back talking a little bit more about Polk and a little bit more about Caden Wallace. But Caden Wallace, this is an interesting pick to me because they need a left tackle, right? They just re-signed Mike Onwenu. Caden Wallace played almost 2,300 snaps at Penn State, all at right tackle. He's a pretty good pass blocker, decent run blocker, but they just re-signed a right tackle. Now they draft another right tackle who's played right tackle for 5 years at Penn State, 40 starts at right tackle for Penn State. So what are they going to do with these two right tackles that they now have? I'm going to talk about that and a little bit more about Jalen Polk right after this break.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back,
and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.